Here we introduce you to seven Americans who recently lost work. Each is representative of a cohort whose fortunes improved over the course of the last decade. First one, Sinai Dillard was laid off in March from a job she had started just 2 weeks earlier. The Dallas area resident was employed at a healthcare services company, where she coordinated appointments and travel for patients scheduled for elective surgery. If you had told me I was going to be out of a job, COVID-related or not, I would have said, "No way, I just started," says the 29-year-old. "I never thought in a million years it would happen to me, but it can happen to anyone." Dillard was among the millions of Black Americans who found new employment opportunities in recent years, pushing the unemployment rate for that category down to an all-time low of 5.4% in August of 2019. She's now receiving weekly unemployment checks, which, thanks to the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, CARES, Congress approved in March, add up to more than her monthly pay. Getting her claim filed took some doing, though. "I applied for unemployment the day I got laid off," she says. "I called their hotline and was getting a busy signal. Over 3 weeks, I probably called 500 to 600 times. Dillard says her main worry these days is that she's among the 28 million Americans without health insurance. "I try to avoid going out as much as possible to avoid getting sick because I worry about not getting good treatment. I've seen stories about Black women in particular not being taken seriously or being turned away when they go to the hospital." She isn't planning on returning to a normal routine until there's a COVID-19 vaccine. "They can open up anything they want to, but the fear of the virus is what keeps people from going outside."